This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's frozen road period is officially active in the northern zones. As of Saturday, zones 1 and 2 covering the northern regions of the state are under the frozen road declaration, limiting the total weight some vehicles will be allowed to haul. According to the Department of Transportation, vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for winter highway maintenance or things like lumber could be eligible for increased weight limits. The declaration is typically in effect from mid-December to early March in the north and as needed further south. The Human Resources Committee has recommended a 3% wage increase for non-union City of Superior workers this year. The 3% increase falls in line with Mayor Jim Payne's budget proposal, which also includes additional increases for length of tenure with the city. At their most recent meeting, however, city councilors decided that the wage increases would have a much larger impact on the proposed budget than originally intended. Mayor Payne says he's hoping the committee can address those concerns in early 2025. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Dr. Karen Huhn to serve as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. According to a press release, Dr. Huhn has previously served as the Chief of Staff of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, staffing the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Natural Resources and at the Department of the Interior. Governor Evers said her extensive experience will help her navigate the complex issues the department is currently managing. Law enforcement authorities say an arrest has been made in connection to a hit-and-run last Saturday that left the 25-year-old Superior woman seriously injured. According to the Superior Police Department, the arrest was made on Thursday, and authorities also recovered the suspected vehicle involved in the collision. According to family members, an eyewitness to the incident said the vehicle backed up over the woman and rolled over her a second time as it pulled away. The incident occurred on Belknap Street outside TJ Champion's Bar. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next two-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. A report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the number of abortions provided in Wisconsin was cut in half following the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. According to the Abortion Surveillance Report, the number of abortions provided in the state dropped from over 6,400 to about 3,300 between 2021 and 2022. The landmark Supreme Court case triggered an 1849 law that banned abortion in the state until a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that the law did not apply to consensual abortions. The Barron County Plan Commission is considering a rezoning proposal by Burton Farm Development with the goal of addressing housing and childcare needs. The organization has proposed selling small portions of the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for things like an apartment building, daycare center, and strip malls. County officials say there are nearly 1,000 open positions in the workforce that haven't been filled because the county needs more housing and childcare options. The request will be considered on December 26th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed that a Barron County worker tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the first presumptive positive case in the state earlier this week and sent a sample to the CDC for confirmation. The positive human test came just days after the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring all the workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. The Dane County judge who struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional has put a temporary stay on his ruling. Judge Jacob Frost announced the Act 10 decision earlier this month and has now decided on the temporary stay as the Republican-controlled state legislature appeals his ruling. He found that Act 10 violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as some public employee unions, like first responders, maintained their bargaining rights, but others, like teachers' unions, had some of those rights limited. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level, get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit, so he's got experience there. I think, you know, between Kendre and Jamal and Jordan Mims, like I said, I think you'll see all those guys at some point during the game. It is going to be a committee approach, and I think we got to do a great job accentuating the positives of each of those players.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show The Office should definitely check out The Office Ladies podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Fischer played Pam in The Office, and Kinsey played the incredibly judgmental Angela. The two regularly share inside info about the show, like that Amy Adams almost did not get the role in the season one finale as the hot girl because they thought she looked too much like Jenna Fischer. Someone else was cast, but even after a day of shooting, producers realized that she wasn't right for the role and gave it back to Adams. Adams did a total of 3 episodes in the role of Katie, who ended up dating Jim. If you're looking for a good holiday binge series, here's a Pete pick. Black Doves on Netflix. Keira Knightley leads a solid cast and plays a spy as her character seeks revenge on the organization that killed her lover. The lover is not her husband, who happens to be the ambassador to China. I'm 3 episodes in. So far, so good. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All 6 episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with off and on light snow today. Less than an inch of accumulation, but could be enough to make things a little slick at times. Our high 35. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 31 on Christmas Day, cloudy with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.